يقولون سلام سلام ولا هنا سلام، ينهبون أرضنا وجدار يفصل عنا الأمان.
Welcome to part two of our podcast on the Kairos Palestinian document. We're joined again by Dr. Harry Hagopian, consultant to the Bishops' Conference on the Middle East. I start by asking Dr. Hagopian whether this document will leave a lasting legacy. Will anyone be talking about it in 5 years' time?
We will only remember this document in 5 years if the conflict continues for another 5 years. And the way things are going at the moment, the conflict will certainly continue for 5 years. I do not at the moment, as I'm sitting here in front of you doing this little podcast, I do not see any sign of hope at the moment that this conflict is going to come to an end. So long as that conflict is still ongoing, therefore the document has validity. But the second point, which is equally important, if not more important, which I suppose is why you and I are sitting and doing this podcast for the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales, is because we need to share those concerns with the wider Christian world. If you look at the document, and I'm sure you will provide the web link that people can go straight into that document and read it themselves, it's quite a hefty document. It's not very long, but it's quite meaningful and weighty. There, you will see that they are talking about their daily challenges. They're talking about their freedom of movement, which is restricted. They're talking about the expropriation of their land. They're talking about the construction of a separation wall, which is 430 miles long, which is going to cut off communities one from the other. They're talking about the settlements that are happening, that are taking place today, and we all know about the political reality of those settlements. And they're talking about the result, and the result being that Palestinians, be they Christian or Muslim, and let us not forget, they might have different faiths, but they are one people by and large, that they are almost beginning to feel that they are in little reservations spread out across this land we call holy. And that, to me, reminds me very much of the apartheid system in South Africa and the policies of that the churches struggled against in order to liberate South Africa from that apartheid.
Well, indeed, as you said, with the pastors, the ecumenical pastors in Soweto coming together, where the document got its name or inspiration, I guess, in that sense. It's a number of months on from when it was published. Are people listening? Have we seen anything yet that it's being taken seriously and the plight, therefore, of the Palestinian Christians is being taken seriously?
Yes, I think it is. I was actually, to be honest with you, I was a little bit skeptical about it. As somebody who dabbles in secular politics a lot in the whole region and certainly within the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, when I spoke with the former Latin Rite Catholic Patriarch of Jerusalem, His Beatitude Michel Sabah, only recently in a beautiful Catholic monastery in the mountains of Lebanon, I asked him, I said, Your Beatitude, this is a message of love and living together, which is addressed to Muslims and Jews of the Holy Land. It is a document that condemns all forms of racism, but it's also a document which is a common vision built on equality and sharing, not on superiority, not on negation of the other or aggression using pretext of fear and security. So I looked at him, I said, you're talking about justice, you're talking about security for all peoples, otherwise Jews, Muslims and Christians. Do you want me to tell you, get real, get serious? And the patriarch, who is a lovely person, and I've worked with him for many, many years, he looked at me and he said, Harry, it is our duty to come up with this document. It is our duty to share this document with the world. And interestingly enough, James, although I thought, again, it would just go into one of those shelves, or it would be on the internet for somebody who's keen enough to Google it and find it, and they say, oh yes, they said something again in 2009. Actually, a lot of the church organizations, councils of churches, churches themselves are being increasingly more interested in this document and trying to find out how they could relate to this document and how they could be fundamental in helping the Church of Jerusalem, where the whole story of our faith started, how they can help those Christians in their dire moment, in their moment of plight, and how they could turn it into a moment of truth, into a moment of opportunity, which is why it is called Kairos. And here in the UK, for instance, the Catholic Church, as well as the Church of England, the Anglican Church, and other churches are also seriously looking at the document. And I think, if I can be a little bit optimistic and less cynical than I usually am, I will pray and hope that people would actually look at this document a little bit more carefully, attentively, and also faithfully. Can I add one point? One of my friends and a colleague who lives in Bethlehem, he lives in Bethlehem itself, and he works in an organization called We Am. We Am is translated into English as reconciliation. He basically commented on this document from a conflict resolution perspective, and he said that the Palestinian people, be they Christian or Muslim, are walking the Via Dolorosa, in other words, the way of the sorrows. And he says this is a path of 14 stations of the cross. He doesn't know at what station the Christians living in Jerusalem, the local Christians, are at the moment. However, he is hopeful that at the end of the day, the stations of the cross would lead us all toward resurrection. Now, this might sound a little bit holy moly, a little bit soft, a little bit too optimistic. Yes, but if we lose that sense of optimism and that sense of solidarity which brings us Christians across the world together, not only to pray together but to act together, then our faith certainly needs re-examination.
Well, why not look to walk in the footsteps of Christ even in adversity?
Precisely. And the song that is in Arabic that goes with this Kairos document is also a beautiful song. It's a little bit melancholy, but then the reality of Jerusalem and the Holy Land is pretty much melancholy at the moment. But it is a beautiful little song sung by a Palestinian lady who basically talks about reconciliation, about coming together, whilst not forgetting the obstacles and the checkpoints that impede this coming together of the peoples and faiths of this biblical land.
Well, we're listening to it right now, and thanks ever so much, Dr. Harry Hagopian, advisor to the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales on the Middle East. Thank you for talking to us about this very important Kairos document.
My pleasure.
بكل أمل سنرفع الأنين في وجود كل أمل سننشر اليقين بين السماء والأرض سنبقى خالدين والقدس السلام.